Welcome to Natural Sleep Solutions, Maya's online healthy sleep series. This is episode 5, Put Stress to Rest. Sleep plays a vital role in good health and well-being throughout your life. Getting enough quality sleep at the right times can help protect your mental health, physical health, quality of life, and safety. This podcast series is designed to help you become a better sleeper. Janet Fontana, registered nurse and sleep specialist, is the creator of the Natural Sleep Solutions series and will be your guide. We hope you find our podcasts and related material helpful.
Hi, this is Janet Fontana. Welcome to Put Stress to Rest. I am glad you are joining me for this important program. In this podcast, you will gain a greater understanding of the effects stress may have on your sleep. Most importantly, you will also discover strategies to help you feel less stressed during the day and sleep better at night. Two of the most common remarks people make about their sleep are, "By the time I'm ready for bed, I'm so stressed and wound up, I can't fall asleep." Others say, "I fall asleep okay, but then I wake up in the middle of the night and my mind starts racing." If you experience a racing mind as you are trying to fall asleep or fall back to sleep, you are certainly not alone. In fact, stress and anxiety are the most common reasons why people have trouble falling asleep. Even people who don't generally struggle with sleep have a harder time sleeping when they are stressed. And as you have likely experienced, the longer you toss and turn trying to fall asleep, the more stressed you feel. As I mentioned in the introductory podcast, stressful life events such as illness, financial trouble, losing a loved one, moving, starting a new career, are some of the most common reasons why people develop chronic insomnia. That is, sleep difficulties lasting longer than a month. Undoubtedly, you have noticed you have a harder time sleeping after a very stressful day. Stress can contribute to sleep difficulties, and likewise, difficulty sleeping can make you feel stressed. When people ask me what they can do when they are so wound up they can't sleep, I respond by saying, "Well, there are strategies you can use to help you fall back to sleep. The best way to feel less stress at night is to keep your stress levels down during the day. If you wait until the middle of the night to deal with rising stress levels, you will stay in the frustrating cycle of stress and poor sleep." Studies have shown the more stressful your day, the greater the likelihood of sleep difficulties that night. This connection is probably not a surprise to you. Research has also shown that increased daytime stress can reduce the amount of deep sleep you experience. You may sleep through the night, but your sleep is lighter and more restless. This phenomenon may explain why many people report feeling tired even when they thought they slept well the night before. Daytime stress increases the level of stress hormones in your body throughout the day and night. The stress hormones stay elevated at night while you're trying to sleep. The elevated hormones stimulate your wakefulness system, making it more likely for you to have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep. Fortunately, you can practice activities and develop a mindset to diminish the effects of stress hormones. While many different strategies can help you better manage stress, this program focuses on relaxation practices scientifically proven to lower stress hormones. Relaxation practices such as breathing exercises, guided meditation, yoga, and self-hypnosis can elicit the body's relaxation response. The relaxation response is your body's natural counterbalance to the stress response. It helps your physical body to relax and your mind to quiet. In this online sleep series, you have access to a variety of 10 to 20 minute guided relaxation programs. By listening to these meditations regularly, your stress hormones will be kept at bay not only while you are practicing the exercise, but throughout the rest of your day and night as well. If you are not familiar with meditation and other relaxation practices, I suggest you begin by practicing the guided meditations during the day or early evening. It is best to become comfortable with these practices during your waking hours before putting them to the test at night. Otherwise, you may try too hard to relax and become frustrated. With regular practice on most days of the week, your body and mind will begin to quickly respond to the relaxing effect of the breathing exercises, meditation, and self-hypnosis. Research has shown that when you regularly meditate, practice yoga, listen to a guided meditation, or engage in some other activity that promotes the relaxation response for 10 to 20 minutes a day, after 6 weeks, daytime and nighttime stress levels will drop. In fact, in as little as 10 days, most people report an improvement in stress-related symptoms such as headaches, stomach upset, and muscular tension. With regular practice, you will feel calmer, more focused, and energized throughout your day. The 10 to 20 minute daily investment will bring you benefit all day and night. Once you feel comfortable with the guided meditations, you can listen to them to help you fall asleep or fall back to sleep if you awaken in the middle of the night. Relaxation practices produce a response in your brain similar to the first stage of sleep. When you practice a relaxation exercise at bedtime or after awakening in the middle of the night, the relaxation response helps you to transition to sleep. Over time, you can experiment with guiding yourself into a state of deep relaxation without using the audio recordings. For example, you may visualize yourself in a calm, peaceful place, allowing yourself to feel more and more relaxed. Or you may bring your attention to the top of your head and slowly relax each part of your body all the way down to your feet. As you will experience in the guided meditations, the breath is often the anchor for our focus. The awareness of our breath brings us back to the present moment, and slow, deep breathing balances our nervous system. One of the best ways to keep your stress levels down during the day is to bring your attention to your breath. By simply noticing your breath, your attention is in the present moment and you will instantly feel calmer. Your breath is your most readily available tool for stress relief. However, most of us don't pay attention to how we are breathing. Throughout your day, frequently check in to notice how you are breathing. Are you holding your breath? Is your breath short and shallow? When we're stressed, irritated, or anxious, we tend to hold our breath or breathe shallowly in the upper chest. Short, shallow breaths can make us feel more anxious and tense. When I first began paying attention to my breath, I discovered I frequently held my breath. Just for a few seconds at a time, perhaps when I was rushing to an appointment or even just thinking about all of the things I needed to get done. Inevitably, this made me feel even more tense. Eventually, I became more aware of this pattern and learned that by taking a few slow, deep breaths, I could quickly calm my mind and let go of unnecessary tension in my body. The fastest way to relieve stress anytime, any place, is to take a few slow, releasing breaths. The calming breath meditation will help you breathe correctly and teach you how to use your breath to release tightness in your body and break the cycle of worried thoughts. You can access this guided meditation on our website. As often as you can, practice the breathing exercises to maximize their benefit. It doesn't necessarily need to take any extra time from your day. Strengthen your awareness of your breath throughout your day. Take a few relaxing breaths while you're at a stoplight, waiting in line, walking into a crowded room, before answering the phone, while watching a commercial. Use recurring reminders such as these to become more aware of how you are breathing and to be a cue to take a few slow, deep breaths. Many activities such as exercise, listening to music, being in nature, reading a book, gardening, playing with your pet, spending time with friends, taking a bath can be great stress relievers. While I encourage you to engage in any healthy activities you find stress relieving, Practices such as meditation, yoga, tai chi, and other mind-body techniques will be most helpful in balancing your nervous system and protecting you from the long-term effects of stress. I hope you will take advantage of the guided meditation and hypnotherapy resources provided with the Natural Sleep Solutions online series. For additional strategies for addressing worried thoughts, please listen to the podcast called Turn Off Your Mind When You Turn Off the Lights. I hope you continue to support your overall health and the quality of your sleep by managing the stress in your life.